So which one?
Because we're not charging for it. So if you look on her invoice, do you have that with you as well?
The invoice.
I need a copy. It's for the.
If you can get us a copy, that'd be great. So share that. Thank you.
So I'm going to get you a paid copy, but I just want to show you the breakdown. We charged you, Emily, for the pack out for the floor and demo and mitigation.
Okay.
We would have, if the process would have continued with insurance, we would have sent another one of these invoices to either you or your insurance for a move back.
Okay.
And it would have been around that same cost. So that's why the contract reads that way. You guys aren't paying for the move back, which is what Reed was explaining.
Okay.
We're actually moving her items back for free.
Okay. Well, you're returning them. You're not
we're
free.
Yeah, but she should be charged for us moving the items back. So we're not charging that additional charge. We only charge for the pack out and the mitigation.
Okay. Sounds good. So what do we do if we open a box and there's something broken or not there? What is the process of going about doing that since we don't have this?
What do you mean that?
So let's say, just for example, there's some kitchen goods and something's broken.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about any type of claim for that? Or like, how's it justified?
So we took pictures of items when we packed you out, and you know what you had. So if you see anything that is missing, then please contact us.
Okay.
But everything was packed in your boxes and has been put in secure vaults and hasn't moved. So if you find that anything's broken or missing, you can definitely let us know. We can research it as best we can.
Okay, so you guys took pictures when you packed everything up? Okay.
Because we have to do that for insurance, but we didn't end up going that route because we couldn't file the renter's insurance.
Okay, great. Is there any way we could get that just for our own knowing? Or the pictures?
No.
No.
We don't typically send them out. So like when the State Farm or contact me or whoever your insurance company is, and they have a portal where all that information is uploaded. So it's typically anywhere between 3,000 to 10,000 pictures, because each box is, we're taking a picture of. So no, we don't typically send them out to customers. It's just pictures of your items. But if you find that something is broken or
that's
whatever,
what I'm
saying,
if and we you, find like a certain like one, we might be able to just be able to verify.
If I can pin it down and go through that file, and I need to send you one where we show it was in one piece or what, I can definitely do that for you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This is all hypothetical. We're just
absolutely.
We're just kind of looking, because I'm military and I've done a million moves before, and you never know.
Listen,
it's not on you guys.
Yeah.
It's just like you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So just looking ahead. So it's good. That's good to know that you guys have that. So good. Everything.
You handed me that, so let me get you a paid copy of that invoice.
Okay.
And I'll be right back.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely.
What did you say?
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Why?
I'm stressed.
We'll get your stuff back. Step one.
There you go, friends.
All right, perfect.
And Reed will either email you or give you a call as soon as I can get the guys like scheduled, or whenever they're done wrapping up what they have going on, we'll get you scheduled to move back sometime between now and Friday.
Okay.
But I'll get the date for you as soon as I can, or in the time, because I know you need to get back to work.
Okay, yeah, if it could just be Friday. That
you want to set it for Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'll set it for Friday.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your help.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.